that don't know me, I'm a terrible person. I was just thinking today, a year from November, it'll be 50 years ago when I went to my first tarot class. And I'm not a medium. People say, I'm not a medium. People find me all the time because I'm a psychic life consultant. Very different. Because I'm interested in people creating in their lives what they want to create. And I have people I refer to, and often refer the church, for people in Vancouver here, they want to see a medium. But they like what I do here. So I was sitting out there thinking, well, I don't have a lot of time, but we don't have a huge crowd, so I can probably do something really a little different with still using what I do. Oh, hi, Anna.
Hi.
Long time no see. And so what I want you to do is just close your eyes for a moment. And because I was talking about the soul, I want you to ask yourself, because I want to say, what does my soul need? What if for my soul, what do I need to do, maybe, could be a question. And I want you to pick a number, just one number, between 1 and 22. Okay? And you can open your eyes when you've got it, because then I'll know you've got it. And we're going to go through the numbers. And so I'm going to tell you what your soul says, what it wants to need. Does that sound all right today? A little bit different than usual, but we'll do it. Okay, anyone have number 1? Okay. So number 1 in the tarot of the Higher Arcana is the magician that says you have the tools to use everything that you require. And basically, I would just say your soul says to me, just use me. You've got everything there, just use me. Because really what I find a lot is that we separate, our souls are not connected to our bodies often. So as often I find I'm helping people to bring in that connection, so it's very much part of something, instead of something, little bubble running around somewhere. So just use it. Trust yourself a lot more. Anyone with number 2? Okay, that's a choice. 3. Anybody number 3? Wonderful. Love. 3 is our abundance, the imprint. The love, the law of love. It says love. You, love, just love. Love. How does it explain love? Love is a feeling. How do you explain it? And everyone says, love yourself. I remember putting out a little course saying, how to love yourself. Because people say, love yourself, but then no one ever tells you how to do it. But it's a feeling, and actually it's found inside, deeper down. Very often when we go into things, we go up and out, we need to come in and down. So it's like come into that heart area and begin to feel that love for yourself, okay? And it's like just acceptance, and love to me is acceptance and forgiveness. So it's really about accepting yourself and just loving yourself for that, forgiving yourself for you're not this, that, or the other, and just being, okay? All right? Ask me questions. Do you know if I don't make sense? I like to make sense. So if it doesn't make sense, tell me. Just change the words. Okay, anyone, what are we, 4? You had number 4. Okay, 4 is our doubter. 4 is where we doubt things, where we could be a little cynical too, but usually it shows up as the doubter. So it says, do not doubt all the possibilities that you have. And when it's like the soul comes and says, man, there's just so much here. If we just relax. Does that make sense to you? Just relax. Don't doubt yourself. So it will strengthen you to know that what you know is what you know. And if you're a person like me, my whole life, I was taught from above. I wasn't always taught from textbooks, even though I studied with certain teachers. And I would have ideas and concepts that most people never had. That's why it was so unusual to be clapped when I had one of my weird ones come out. It's because... So it's like, trust that, because who's to say that you're not accurate? Who's to say you're not accurate? So trust yourself, okay? 5. Who has 5? Okay. What that 5 says to me, that's where we go to learn. So you just need a little bit more knowledge about how to get the keys to make things work. So it's like, we do need to have teachers, physical teachers, not just books or the internet these days. But we need to have someone who can help guide us to propel us in the direction. So it's knowledge, okay? So look for someone you can study with, for sure. 5, where are we? 6? Anybody go 6? I'm hoping not. 7? I really was hoping not. 7. 7 is our chariot, and that's the leaving behind the old ideas and concepts and moving into the new, trusting what you already know. It's like you have knowledge, so now we can move forward into whatever the next realm is. Because that's the one thing about life, is we don't stop. We continually keep on growing. You know, when I was thinking, oh, this is it, you know, I've come to the end, what else is there? And all of a sudden, everything opens up. There's a whole new brand of level of understanding coming in. oh, getting it near the end, you should be like, I'm supposed to be putting my feet up or making the big transition journey or something. No, not yet. Just done a little different. Make sense, Anna? Good. Eight. You know, with eight? Nine. Okay, number two of you with number nine. Number nine is the hermit, which says the answer lies within you. So it's go inside and trust what you get and know it. For yourself, I think, but I'm going to go to the lady over here, it's more of a sense of just knowing that, I just want to say it's okay. Does that make sense when I say that? It's just, it's okay. Like you trust, but for you, my dear, down here, it's like, no, it's more into the trust level, to trust that you know. So as the trust that you know grows, then other things will begin to come place. 9, 10, 11, 11. 11 is the law of karma, justice card. It's the law of cause and effect, but it also talks about commitment into the unknown, into the path. See, we make a decision, and a lot of people make decisions, and then they don't really commit to the decision. So it's the commitment to the decision that takes us into the next step. We have to commit to knowing that, yes, this is where we're going. Otherwise, we can sit there and say, yeah, that would be nice to do. I've decided to do this, but, you know. So, but where's the movement, the commitment, the faith, to a degree? Faith has to come, plays a big part in that. So what I see here is that it's like, you. What I've got is a whole lot of little things here. These are all my ducks in a row. And I'm sitting looking at all my ducks in a row. But it's like I need to move beyond the ducks in a row. Does that make sense? You're going to move beyond them and move forward. Okay. 12. 13.
13.
Two of you are 13. That's the death card. Transformation. The letting go of the old. Taking the essence of who you are and moving it into the beingness. I'm going to talk to the two of you here this way. So what we see here is basically is just radiating, just trusting and radiating the essence of yourself. And here, I feel like, I don't know why, but it's like I'm carrying a torch. And it's like as you move forward is that the torch will light the way. So you're going to be treading into some different ground, I think.
Yep. Okay. Makes sense. Thank you.
Okay, good. 13, 14, 15. Okay. That's our devil symbol. It's the subconscious. It's the fear. It's the anxiety that we have. And to me, that would just be the soul saying, just again, we've got the word relax up here earlier, but it's like we're letting go.
Did you hear the word you said? It's the what symbol?
It's the devil symbol. It's the subconscious in command. All it means is our fear and anxieties controlling us. So when I relate that to the soul says, trust, have faith, relax. It's almost like, first of all, relax and allow the process of life to occur. So wherever you may be holding on tight to have it be this way or that way or the other way, is let go. And trust the whole process of you being able to create. Does that make sense to you? I want you to think about those words. Trust the process in order to be able to create. Okay? Think about those later. It'll make more sense. 15, 16. Okay, tower symbol. These are where the heavy-duty ones that come in. So the tower is always the unexpected coming in. And what I sense here is it's a matter of realizing, yes, life has presented, can I use the word stuff, to you can see my hands going around here. How do I grapple with that? When you have situations that we don't always want or project, they happen. We cannot control our lives. We can be in command of how we respond to our lives. And it's about letting go. And when I tune into the soul element of this, what it says is that the awakening or the connection, could be kind of double-barrel word there, it comes quickly. Sometimes, I was always like this. One foot in, one foot out. I'll go slow. I'll do it slow. You know, I'm like that person going into the cold lake. I don't run in and jump. I go, And that's what I get here, is that know that the connections, the awarenesses, they come out of nowhere and they come fast. And the idea is then to let go the framework that you've been holding on to so that you can embellish and grow into, embrace what has come in. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah, because it's really important, that awareness factor. Okay? Great. Tim, that's 16. 17. Super. Only one, two.
Sorry, I got two numbers.
You got two numbers. That's right. It's not unfamiliar. 17 is our start. It's very nice symbol of balance. It says you have a good understanding of the soul as well as the world, and that you're able to balance the two. There's not really much to say. So good. Good job. Well done.
Thank you.
18. Good. I'm glad no one has that one either. 19. 19 is the sun. It's the rebirth. It's the letting go of the old and moving into the new with absolute delight of joy and beingness. And basically it just says, be you. Just go be you. Go have fun, see life, embrace it. So remember, the soul's talking. So no, you know, sometimes we'll get all concerned about how it's supposed to fit. Soul's false, limitless. Just wants to be. Took me a long time to learn what being meant. To be. That's all. Not to do. I was a doer. Gotta get those tasks done. Gotta write this. Gotta do that. Gotta, yes, to be. And 20. Anyone 20? It's judgment, the acceptance of the force, and it just says just accept. Again, it's like a, just by knowing that the acceptance is there, you're at tune with it, it's all at one, and all is great. So, yeah, nothing really to add or say there. 21. Which is our world, means total balance, everything is attained, accessibility is there, or not there, whatever way you want. Again, nothing. And 22. Look at that, 1, 2, 3, that has to do with the fool who completes all motion in faith. So again, what do I have to say about that? Except pat on the back, keep going, and know that all is well. Have faith that whatever you step off the mountain, it's going to be all right. And really, when you think about it, that's how every one of us live every day. Because we get up, and we do not know what that day is going to bring. But we have faith that it will bring us everything and more that we require and like and need. Yes, my dear. 21?
Yes,
my dear. Oh, basically 21. 21 is the world, which is attainment. And it's total balance. There's nothing for me to say, really. It's just that. So that everything is in accord, which is good. So thank you. Thanks.
Thank you.